Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. A lot of long, competitive matches yesterday, day one of the 2022 State Volleyball Tournament inside the new venue of Extreme Arena in Coralville. Our featured match last night got underway at 6:39, 39 minutes after it was originally supposed to start, as the Western Dubuque Bobcats came back and downed their opponent, Indianola, an upset. Bobcats, the fifth seed, Indianola, the fourth seed. Total match score, 109 to 105. Total match time, 1 hour and 46 minutes. As the Bobcats fell in set one, 25-23, they came back and took game two, 25-21. 25-21, Indianola won game three. As the Bobcats came back and took the final two, 25-23 and 15-11. In their sixth state tournament appearance since 2006, Western Dubuque winning their 11th match of all time, improving their record to 7-4. Leading the way offensively was junior Ava Rambler, as she tallied a career high of 17 kills, 14 for Libby Lansing, 8 for Franny Heiberger, 5 for Haley Wolfcool. Allie Reuter added 4 and 2 for Ava Dimmer. Early in the match, Western Dubuque in the second set ended Indianola's set winning streak dating back to October 4th. The Indians closed out a terrific campaign with a record of 37-7. The Bobcats move on to Wednesday afternoon at noon in the Class 4A semifinals as they go up against the number one team, Cedar Rapids Xavier, who downed Bishop Heelan of Sioux City, the eighth seed. Xavier improved to 31-4 with a 3-0 win in the match right before the Bobcats contest last night. Elsewhere in 4A, the 2-7 matchup, North Scott improved to 33-5 with a win over Bondurant Farrar, 3-0. It was Clear Creek Amana pulling off an upset over WAMAC Conference foe Marion. The third seed Wolves go down to the sixth seed Clear Creek Amana, 3-2, an exciting 5-set contest as well. The Clippers will take on North Scott at noon on Wednesday. In 5A from yesterday afternoon, Iowa City Liberty won 3-1 over Urbandale. Ankeny Centennial got the minor upset over Dowling Catholic of West Des Moines by the score of 3-2. It was West Des Moines Valley pulling off an upset, maybe the biggest one yet, as they took down number 2 Ankeny by the convincing score of 3-0. Pleasant Valley, the 3-1 win over Waukee Northwest. Day number 2 at the tournament. Taking the stage will be Class 3A first at 10 a.m. It's Des Moines Christian, the number 1 team, against Union, number 8. Also, Davenport Assumption, the 2 seed, against the 7 seed Osage. At noon, Sioux Center, number 4, against number 5 West Liberty, and number 3 Mount Vernon faces number 6 Unity Christian. Class 2A matches held at 2 and 4 o'clock, and tonight, Class 1A at 6 and 8. Week number 8 of the NFL season wrapping up with Monday Night Football last night. The Cleveland Browns beating Cincinnati 32-13. In the world of Major League Baseball, World Series Game 3 was postponed due to inclement weather and a forecast for sustained rainfall throughout last night in Philadelphia. Game 3 rescheduled for tonight starting at 7:03. With the remainder of the World Series schedule pushed back by a day, including the travel day back to Houston for a potential Game 6. With Games 3 through 5 now pushed to Tuesday through Thursday, Friday becomes that travel day for the clubs if the Fall Classic does not conclude in Philly, a move both Dusty Baker and Rob Thompson said they were in favor of, the managers of the Astros and the Phillies, respectively. In the NBA, Keegan Murray tallied 12 points as Sacramento beat Charlotte 115-108. It was Philadelphia over Washington 118-111. Toronto beat up on Atlanta 139-109. Brooklyn 116. Indiana 109. Milwaukee sidesteps Detroit 110-108. Utah 121. Memphis 105. And the LA Clippers get past Houston by 2, 95-93. In the NHL, these winners, Buffalo, Carolina in a shootout, and Los Angeles. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.